Hey everyone, get ready to dive into some, really cool rumors today.
About NVIDIA's GeForce RTX 5000 series GPUs.
Okay.
And before you even ask, we know it's super early.
But if you are even remotely interested in 3D modeling, digital art, game development, basically anything that just pushes pixels to the absolute limit,
This deep dive is going to be for you.
we're talking potential game changers for creative software. Like ZBrush, Substance Painter, Maya, Unreal Engine, Blender, you name it.
Now, just remember, with all this, NVIDIA hasn't actually, confirmed any of this yet.
Right.
So think of this more as a kind of like a sneak peek behind the curtain.
But, with a grain of salt,
For
a
sure.
little wait and see, never hurt anyone, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's unpack some of these rumors.
We're hearing names like RTX 5090, the 5080, a 5070, and even a 5060. So it seems like NVIDIA is really expanding their family of GPUs.
And well, each one seems to be more powerful than the last. And what's really interesting is this potential lineup. It really sticks to NVIDIA's typical release pattern.
So there's definitely a method to their madness.
Okay, speaking of madness,
Let's talk about this rumored 5090.
this thing is rumored to have a massive 32 gigabyte
Whoa.
of GDDR7 VRAM.
Like, to put that into perspective.
That's like double the VRAM of the top of the line cards right now.
I mean, I remember when 8 gigabytes of VRAM seemed like some crazy distant future. And for anyone listening who's ever tried to like sculpt a super detailed character model in, say, ZBrush or something.
Or, even just tried to build some massive, intricate world in Unreal Engine, know that VRAM is, it's everything.
Like, more VRAM basically means you can work with larger textures, more complex scenes, and just overall smoother performance, even when your projects are just pushing those limits.
So for someone like me,
Who's, I'll be honest, just starting to kind of dip my toes into the 3D modeling world?
would I actually notice a difference with that much VRAM?
Or is that like really just for the hardcore professionals out there?
You'd be surprised, actually, even for smaller projects.
Having that extra VRAM headroom can make a huge difference. Think of it this way.
Imagine trying to run like a really demanding game.
On a computer that has just enough RAM to, barely scrape by, might work, yeah.
But it's going to be slow, it's going to be clunky.
Right.
But then imagine running that same game on a system with tons of RAM.
Everything's just smooth, it's responsive, and you can really just like focus on the actual game. And the same idea applies to creative software and VRAM.
That makes sense.
So let's move on to the RTX 5080.
It's rumored to come in two different versions, a 16 gigabit and a beefier 24 gigabit model. And get this, the memory bandwidth is rumored to be even faster than the current top of the line 4090.
Now, I have to admit, I'm a little shaky on what memory bandwidth actually means in practice. Simply put, you can think of memory bandwidth like a highway.
Between your GPU and its VRAM?
The wider and the faster that highway is, the quicker data can flow.
Which leads to faster rendering, smoother simulations.
Just a snappier experience overall.
And in the case of the 5080,
We're talking potentially groundbreaking speeds.
especially for programs like Unreal Engine and Blender, which, as you know, they rely heavily on fast data access for all that rendering and simulations.
So faster rendering, I mean, that's like music to any creative person's ears, right? But what does that actually mean for like real world projects?
Well, let's say you're an indie game developer, right?
Okay.
And you're working on your dream project.
Instead of waiting like hours for a cutscene to render, you could potentially be seeing those results in minutes, which means you can iterate faster, experiment more, and ultimately just bring that vision to life so much more efficiently.
That's a game changer.
Especially for, like you said, indie devs, where, time is precious.
Totally.
It's like this levels the playing field in a way.
Exactly. And it's not even just about speed, right? Faster rendering means that you can work with higher quality assets.
You can create more detailed environments without like bringing your entire system to a crawl.
Now we can't forget about the RTX 5070 and the 5060.
They might not be getting as much buzz as their bigger siblings.
But they still seem like they're packing some serious potential.
Oh, absolutely.
That 5070 rumored to have 12 gigabytes of GDDR7 VRAM.
Which is, I mean, still nothing to scoff at.
Not at all.
I mean, for a lot of people, especially those working on, maybe smaller projects, or maybe if they're focused on like specific parts of that creative pipeline.
Like, let's say, texturing in Substance Painter or, you know, lighting in Maya. The 5070 could be an incredibly powerful option.
And likely a much more affordable one, too.
And I'm really hoping that the 5060 delivers on, you know, being a true upgrade from the 4060.
Especially for those just starting out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having, you know, that solid budget-friendly option is so important.
For sure. For sure. It's all about, like, you know,
finding that right tool for the job.
Right.
But I think regardless of, you know, which card ends up being the best fit.
The exciting part for me is that all of these GPUs,
they have the potential to make this like really high-end performance way more accessible to everyone.
Totally.
Okay, so we've covered the potential lineup here.
But the million-dollar question.
When can we actually get our hand on these things?
Right.
So the rumor mill right now seems to be saying January 2025.
Okay.
A big reveal at CES.
And then potential release dates kind of staggered out, you know, all the way through March.
But of course, take that with a grain of salt.
Because release dates are always, always changing, right?
For sure. As unpredictable as the weather.
Exactly.
Speaking of unpredictable.
Pricing, right.
Right.
I've seen rumors from anywhere between like $299
to like an eye-watering $1,699, yeah, depending on the card.
Of course.
But you know, if those numbers are even close to accurate,
yeah,
that could make some of the older cards much more attainable
for, you know, for budget-minded creatives out there.
Absolutely, for sure.
And on that note, have you seen Professor Dave's latest video?
Oh, yeah, Professor Dave, he's awesome.
He really seems to get how exciting all this is.
And not just for, like, you know, the tech itself.
But for what people can actually create with it, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
And then that's what, like, I think is so inspiring about all this.
It's, you know, we're not just talking about, like,
oh, you can render something a little bit faster or you have a little more VRAM.
We're talking about, like, empowering artists and designers and developers
to just, like, push the boundaries of what's possible, you know,
yeah. Yeah,
giving them like a blank canvas and just this like palette of colors that they never even thought possible before.
Totally, totally.
And the best part is, I mean,
we have no idea what they're going to come up with.
Right.
It could be anything.
Like from these breathtaking, like crazy realistic games
to like completely immersive VR experiences,
yeah,
where you can't even tell the difference between like the digital and the real world.
It's going to be wild.
Okay. I'm hyped. I'm not going
to
lie.
But I do think it's important to remember that, you know,
this is all still just, you know, speculation, rumors.
Yeah. We got to wait for the official word.
For NVIDIA to, like, you know, really confirm all this.
Exactly. Exactly. Before we get too ahead of ourselves.
But that being said, I mean, come on.
We can still get excited about the possibilities.
Absolutely.
Oh,
what is the creative world going to look like
when this kind of power is just like in everyone's hands?
It's true. It's like we're on the verge of, I don't know,
a whole new era.
Totally.
Of digital creativity.
So for everyone listening, we want to hear from you.
What creative projects are you like dying to get started on?
If these rumors become a reality,
let us know down in those comments. And hey,
who knows? Maybe your idea sparks the next big breakthrough.
Thanks for diving deep with us today, and we'll catch you all in the next one.